Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week, we will sit down with Humboldt Wildcats head boys soccer coach Tony Beach, Humboldt Wildcats head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney, and Humboldt head boys track and field coach Greg Wickett. The Humboldt Wildcats boys soccer team concluded the week with two draws against Webster City and Hampton Dubuque Cal. The Wildcats have one win and two draws on the season. I sat down with Beach Thursday after the 2-2 draw against Hampton Dumont Cal to discuss the week and the upcoming matchup Monday against Wright County Soccer.
Once again, weather, it can be a distraction, but I think the boys stayed focused. They were actually excited about having a little bit of rain. It's kind of fun. Cooling off as the game went on, but they persevered. Thought we could pull it off. We had that lead, and then unfortunately, then they scored two. So when we battled the rest of the game, we just kept it up. So I guess we're still undefeated, but good fight.
And coach, through three matches this year, how would you say the team's shaping up?
I'd say we're holding together, and I'm looking forward to growth. We're working every day. And when we have our practices, working on some special things, and I think that's what we need to do. We just always need to polish up on some of the details that we maybe failed to do out on the game.
Is there anything you guys are kind of focusing on, a focal point here through practice, things you'd like to see the team continue to work on?
I like to see our team showing that we can switch the field with effectiveness. I'd like to see our boys be able to pass that ball and not see that ball bounce off of us and really maintain control. If we can control the ball, then we can obviously then control the game. We make the opponent work harder to try to get the possession. Right now, we are working hard just to keep control. That you can celebrate that they won't give up. But I think if we get better at that, then I'll make it easier on ourselves.
And pretty competitive here throughout conference play so far for the team.
Yeah, our conference is definitely developing into being a competitive conference. This team that we just got done playing, they had a 1-0-1 record. And then we had the 1-0-1. And now we're both 1-0-2. Very close. And so I'm kind of curious to see how they do, like I say, against Webster City, since we just had a tie against them. How do they fare? So as we get into the season, we'll get to see hopefully where our strengths are.
Facing off against Wright County Soccer on the road coming up on Monday, just thoughts going into that matchup?
Once again, another team that we got to definitely play a good game in order to compete. Wright County's always been competitive also, so that's what we look forward to doing.
Appreciate it, Coach, and we wish you best of luck moving forward.
Yeah, thank you.
The Humboldt girls soccer team is 2-0 to start the 2026 season after a 3-1 win against Webster City and a 5-2 win against Hampton Dumont Cal on Thursday. I caught up with Mooney to discuss the 2-0 start to the season.
Well, I think it's always great to come out and get a couple of wins, you know, early on in the season. Good for confidence, good for morale. You know, I think our kids got some good experience under their belts. We got a lot of kids playing first varsity competitions. We got a lot of kids that are playing in new positions, so that's really nice to see. You know, the weather was not exactly conducive to great soccer, but I thought our kids persevered through it and, you know, did the best that they could. You know, we got quite a few bumps and bruises out of those two games, so it's going to take us a little while to get healed up. But that being said, I thought our depth showed through. We did a really good job of kids coming in and playing really good minutes, literally every position. So that was really nice to see. Two conference wins on top of it, you know, to start the season is always a good way. I'm never going to complain about that. Kaylee played a really great game against Hampton. 5 goals, set a school record in her second varsity game. So that's really cool. You know, neat to see. You know, we know that that's not going to happen every game, but it's cool whenever it does happen. And she did a good job of trying to involve others in the game, you know, and it wasn't like she took a million shots to get there. She just took good shots and took what the defense gave. So happy to see that, and happy to see the progression with everybody else in terms of our forwards being aggressive and doing aggressive things. Our defense is coming around. We have moments where we really look like we're going to be the team that we want to be, in times where we lose our focus a little bit, but that's to be had, especially rotating a lot of different kids through our lineup. And so there's some growing pains with that, but you know, I think the girls have tightened it up whenever they needed to and certainly have the right attitude about it.
And then Coach, going back to Kaylee Vincent, did you kind of have a premonition that she was going to come off to the start that she had this year?
Well, nobody's predicting 5 goals out of a freshman in her second game, but at the same time, Kaylee practiced with us last year as an 8th grader, and we knew what she was capable of, you know, and so we were pretty confident in putting her in the starting lineup, you know, at that center mid position right away. And 5 goals is not something that anybody expects, but she certainly did it to us in practice a few times last year.
Right back into it on Monday when you host Wright County Soccer, your home opener. First open the season at Mason Mock Field. It has to be a little bit different than playing out here at the old football field.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. It's fun. You know, it's nice to get the, you know, use the brand new scoreboard. And, you know, the field looks like it's in good shape. So, you know, we're excited to play there. And better concessions, better bathrooms, everything's good.
What would you say has been going well for the team, and what maybe are still the focal points to work on here early on?
Going well, I think we have kids that are excited about soccer right now and are having fun playing, and we've got a lot of kids and a lot of depth, and so, you know, I think those are the things that I see as positives for us right now. And I mean, you know, 2-0, there's that too. But, you know, things we need to work on, like I said, defensive consistency. You know, we're playing hard, but every once in a while we lose our focus, and that's at all levels, you know. And so just making sure that we understand that, you know, some of those are long games, and we've got to stay mentally and physically prepared for all of it.
And then, Coach, Wright County Soccer, so you're going to be matching up with on Monday. Just thoughts going into that matchup?
We played competitive games with them last year. They've done a nice job with that program of trying to pull all those communities together, you know, Clarion and Belmont and Eagle Grove. They've got a lot of kids to draw from. So, you know, we got to be able to compete, and, you know, hopefully we can shore up our defensive end even further, you know, this week, and see what happens.
Well, appreciate it, Coach, and we wish you best of luck moving forward throughout the season.
Great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
The Humboldt boys track and field team took second at the 2026 Charlie Bunn Relays from Mason Mock Field in Humboldt on Friday. Algona, the lone team ahead of Humboldt to win the team title. I sat down with Wickett to discuss Friday's performances and the upcoming week for his program.
It was nice just to get outside and run. It was cold tonight, but no wind was a plus, and really I thought we had an overall great meet.
Carter Reed continued to increase his high jump numbers as he gets first tonight at 5'10".
Yeah, that's definitely what you want to see. I mean, our high jumpers have great potential, and to place consistently, you want to be up there over that around 6 feet or better, and both those guys can definitely do that. We got a few things to iron out with Levi Reek, but I mean, for the first year out trying it, he's doing a good job and has crazy skills, so get him over that, and we could potentially have 2 really good high jumpers. Carter did a great job tonight.
The shuttle hurdle relay team ends up getting it done, placing first.
Yeah, I mean, I thought all year that could be one of our best events with the guys we have coming back, and really they didn't run a clean set tonight. We hit a couple hurdles and had a few snags, but they're strong enough right now and have done it enough that they don't panic if they hit a hurdle or knock one over. And so I know that Brady Roth hit a couple and kind of messed his steps up, but our recovery from that is really good. And Luke DeWinter knocked one over pretty good with his hand and then recovered too. So, I mean, the experience is starting to show with that group.
The 4x400 team is able to conclude the night with a win as well.
Yeah, that's the race you always want to win, especially at the end of the meet. I mean, we've done well with the 4x4 traditionally here in Humboldt, and so to see those seniors going out and hammering it that hard with a freshman along the way, that was really fun. We're looking for that fourth guy, and Drake Pettit has really stepped up, ran a good time for a freshman, ran about a 55 split tonight, and that's what we're going to have to see. I mean, our seniors will get down around the 52-51 range eventually, and if we could get him down to the 53, then we're starting to talk something. But they did a really good job. I love winning that race, and it's a fun race to watch.
He didn't get first tonight, but continues to increase his shot put distance as Jack Guy at over 52 feet.
I mean, every year that if you get a guy over 50, that's kind of a point where you know you've got a good shot putter, and for him to keep increasing, that's great. In the past, if you get a guy that's thrown 51, 52 feet, you're a lock for the Drake Relays. Unfortunately, there are a ton of really, really good shot putters out there this year, and throwing that 52 got third tonight, which is crazy, but Algona has 2 studs throwing the shot, and so, I mean, he's going to be up there. I don't know if he's going to make down a Drake, because I think it's going to take maybe 53, 54 this year to get out there. Then you're only talking 2 feet off our school record, so I mean, he's getting up there, but I mean, those are good throws. Those should be in the contention for the state qualifier, but I mean, he's doing a great job. He's really, really gotten a lot stronger.
So, Coach, after the first outdoor meet of the season, you kind of have a basis now for where the guys go from here?
Yeah, I mean, you still we're still going to mess with how we put the meet together, but overall we're starting to, our seniors and our older guys have been back. They're doing a really good job of leading, showing a lot of good stuff on the track tonight. And really it's where some of those younger guys that haven't been out. I mean, you look at Gears, he's really doing a good job for us. Got him away from soccer this year and he really is showing up. And I mean, you've got young guys like Griffin Grote and Dahl. They look really strong. And I mean, it's just a matter of getting them to where they need to be there by the end of the year. And for the first meet outside, we saw good things and we're where we need to be this time of the year.
Now you get ready for Monday, another meet, Dodger Relay. Yeah. Just thoughts on that.
Dodger, and then we go down to ADM, which is a really good meet. We got into that ADM meet a couple years ago, trying to really up our competition. And we'll definitely see some good schools down there. So, I mean, it's just the 2 a week from here on out is really a grind. So we got to stay healthy. Right now, we had a few guys tweak hamstrings. We're missing Cash McIntyre, and Griffin had to pull up tonight a little bit. But if we can keep guys healthy and progressing, I think we're on the right track.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on a runner-up finish, and we look forward to seeing this team back in action next week.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.